The map looks at what would happen if we do nothing to change our pollution rates till 2100. Warming from greenhouse gases would cause sea levels to rise by more than 21 feet. In Washington, the report says 30 communities along the coast, Puget Sound and the Columbia River, would be so inundated more than half the population would have to move. That's according to analysis published by the National Academy of Sciences, and it's a worst-case scenario, says Washington State's climatologist Nick Bond. But he says it shows real and possible impacts of climate change.
No matter what, if we have something like a 1 meter rise in sea level, there's going to be tremendous implications for the state. And it's not just limited to those 30 municipalities that were listed in that report.
They include towns like Nia Bay on the Olympic Peninsula, where some communities are already experiencing chronic flooding, but also places like Fife and Edison. The list doesn't include Seattle, which recently released a map of its own showing large parts of its industrial port at Harbor Island flooded if the highest tides combine with a storm.
That is a very low elevation. It's land that was basically created when Denny Hill was washed away. And you know, with a 1 meter sea level rise, I'm not sure much of that area is going to be usable.
The report, which Bond emphasizes, assumes the most extreme circumstances, predicts more than 5 feet of sea level rise if there's no change in our greenhouse gas outputs by the end of this decade. It says that would cause more than 4 million people to lose their homes. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.